you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, yeah.
Mac Weldon.
Oh, yeah, Mac Weldon. Yo, here's what's up. Talking about Mac Weldon products. Yeah, and it is rafted. They are so well crafted. Yeah, on a raft. If I could only bring one thing, here's the thing, here's the thing, here's the thing that I would bring.
Mac Weldon
underwear.
Mac Weldon.
T-shirts.
Mac Weldon.
Oh yeah.
You're on a desert island, it's full of dirt. You got one thing, a book that you could be sharing. No, you didn't bring a book, you brought Mac Weldon. It's better than what you're wearing. In addition to feeling great, you look great. There is no hate. Mac Weldon's product got craft to put things on your ass. Underwear on your ass. Feels so good. On the grass, roll around. Down a hill, you're having fun, you're a tiny child.
You're on a tiny island and you do not care. You can take this, it's your first pair. You can keep it, they'll refund you. Yeah, that's what you should do. And you know, if you want more, they'll bring them right to your door. You don't have a door on this island.
No,
you're living in sand.
That's right.
But use off-book promo code. Yeah, you understand.
Okay.
Go to macweldon.com. Only one.com. Every
time
I get this wrong. Oh yeah, percent. You're gonna get 20. Saving all that money. Yeah, you're gonna save that money. Promo code
off book.
How's that island? How does it look?
It looks deserted as hell. Deserted as hell. There isn't anything here. It's got a deserted smell. Off book. Mac Weldon. Get it. It's great.
Yeah,
Mac
it's Weldon. Got that deserted smell, but you won't have that deserted smell using that silver underwear that's antimicrobial, which eliminates odor.
You get it. You're on a desert island. You need Mac Weldon.
You gotta have it.
Get it.
Get it.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Hello!
Welcome to Off Book,
the musical.
The improvised musical podcast
with
Zach and Jess.
I'm
Zach.
You're
Jess.
We did it.
That's Scott Passarella on the keys. We're so happy he's there.
Always, always. And Brett the engineer doing
Hi.
The engineering.
You can't hear him. You can't see him, but he's there.
Like
ghosts.
Jesus. You can hear Jesus, right? I'm a Jew. I don't know. What's the mythology on Jesus' sounds?
Well, let's talk about that a different time.
All right. I'm going to hold you to that. But hey, it's not just us.
We are so lucky to have him in the studio. He is currently playing King George in Hamilton right here in Los Angeles.
He also is a Tony Award nominee for the production of Book of Mormon.
Come on. He has his own podcast, Living the Dream, which he is. It's Rory O'Malley.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Man, we're
doing
so happy you're here. Thanks so much for coming.
I am a huge, huge fan.
Correct.
I've listened to every episode. You guys are amazing. And I cannot believe you've asked me to do this. It was a huge mistake, but I'm going to enjoy every second of it.
It was. And the reason it was is because we like to bring people on to remind the audience what actual singers sound like.
No. Yes. No. The reason why Zach and I had to carve out a different place for us to do musical theater because
we could not make it where you were doing
that's
musical
right.
theater.
No, that is not true. You guys kick ass. You're amazing singers. And by the way, you are sitting down. I when I came here, I was like, they've got to be standing up because you're singing your asses off. And you're just sitting here just casually being funny as hell.
That's because we're lazy, dude.
Zach. What? All future episodes are Rory.
Okay. Yeah, I feel real good
right
now.
These are so many great compliments.
No, I'm a huge, huge fan.
Thanks, man.
Oh, man. We were just talking a little bit before we were on mic about your podcast and like talking to people who are making it right now or not making it right now.
Yeah.
And what was your first job where you were like, okay, I'm getting paid to do what I love, even if it wasn't like Broadway or off Broadway?
Well, I was here in Los Angeles and I moved to LA because nobody wanted to work with me in New York. And so I came to LA where they really didn't want to work with me. and I got a job as a host at the Wood Ranch in the Grove, which I had to like fill out so much paperwork and like train for hours to do. And like after I finished all the training, I ended up going to an audition at the Hudson Theater on Santa Monica Boulevard and got a job as in the ensemble of a new musical. And I was so excited. I ran back to to my restaurant job. I was like, I think I'm going to have to quit. I just booked an acting gig. And then I found out that the acting gig paid $7 per show. Oh. So I basically was like crawled back to the Wood Ranch. I was like, I'm actually going to have to take some more shifts to afford to live my dream
the
here.
The show was like validating your parking.
Exactly.
Oh.
Barely.
No.
Barely. We're really good about paying people for what they do in Los Angeles, especially if it's in the arts.
Yeah.
Yes. But I'm still friends with all the people that I worked with.
What was the show?
It was called Jesus's Kid Brother. No, and it was like.
So I have a question.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Speaking character.
We got back to it so quickly.
Yeah, because you're looking at.
Whoa! And you made noise?
I made the finale noise.
He does make noise. You can hear Jesus.
I sang the final song.
But that was just an ensemble member?
Well, it was I played like 7 different roles, including my biggest part was peasant. I was
Jesus
a peasant.
Was a
you played Jesus
part.
And peasant.
I played all these different roles throughout the show, and then at the end, I came out as Jesus because it was about his kid brother,
okay.
Larry.
Sure.
I can't believe we're talking
Larry
about this
Christ,
right now.
Right?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes, and it's an amazing musical.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I really relate to Larry Christ.
I mean, we all
exactly.
do. None of us are Jesus.
I think the tagline was. Inferiority complex of biblical proportions.
Very good.
Good, solid
Very
tagline.
Very good. They spent a lot of money on that tagline, so they could
did.
Not pay you.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where it went.
You were going to ask if
Yeah, I have
else.
A question. So you're currently doing the run of Hamilton.
Here. Yeah.
We're recording this on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Are you going to do the show tonight?
Yes, I have done 540-some performances, and I've missed 10.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Well,
so what can we do to your voice over the course of this show to ruin it?
Just line up a carton of cigarettes and have me sing like acid rock and off tonight.
We cut to a vat of acid where everyone is. That's a terrible way to start a musical. I'm just trying to sabotage
Just for
Hamilton.
The listeners, Zach shook his head throughout that entire sentence to show this is not a real pitch for what the musical should be.
I say we cut to and Scott like Scott's
Scott
radar goes up so fast.
Yeah, he was ready.
So I had to be like, nope, this is a joke. This is a joke.
That's incredible. How do you keep it fresh?
It's not easy because I only have 10 minutes on stage.
Yeah.
But the audience is so excited.
Yeah.
Then at the Pantages, there are 2,700 people screaming and thrilled to be there. So like it's pretty easy to keep it fresh when it's their first time. It may be my 547th time, but it's their first time. And I don't talk to any other actors on stage. I'm just with the audience.
Right.
So they're my scene partners. So they're always up for a big show.
And what do you do in between your three times you sing?
Yeah, that's my number one question. It's funny because no one asks me what I do when I'm unemployed and I have all day. But now that I have a job,
I know the
and
answer
I have
to that. It's binging a lot of TV and going for walks.
There you go. But I can't watch TV and I can't read a book that I would get involved with because nobody comes to tell you it's your time to go on stage. So my biggest fear is missing my entrance. Like they're
Hamilton,
like, here comes the king, and
Hamilton
I'm,
can't afford a stage manager to tell you when you're supposed to be.
We're on a low budget there. I'm actually just flyering outside trying to beg people to buy tickets outside the Pantages.
Hard to get people to see that show.
We cut now to the outside of a black box theater where a team of bright-eyed, bushy-tailed kids are flyering for their new show.
Excuse me, are you interested in seeing a new show based on the Old Testament?
No.
Oh, but it's the story of Moses' best friend.
Sounds like crap. Get out of my way.
Oh. Ugh. Excuse me, are you interested in sitting inside air conditioning for 2.5 hours?
What? Absolutely not. Oh. I mean, yes, kind of. It's hot out here. What were you saying?
Well, you could come see our musical, Moses Schmoses.
Musical theater?
Yeah.
New musical theater?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Oh. Oh, so many disgruntled people on the sidewalk today. Will anybody please take a flyer from me? 'Cause I'm out here feeling so alone. Will anybody please take a flyer from me? 'Cause I'm out here feeling so alone.
Oh, excuse me, child. Please get out of my way. I'm off to watch some television.
Oh, well, you know what? Is like the original television, theater. Wouldn't you like to see a brand new live television where the actors are in front of you?
Yeah, live? I've never heard of this. Can you binge it?
You can binge the one iteration of it. It's 2.5 hours long and it's the whole story.
2.5 hours? I don't have that kind of time. I have 12 seasons of Netflix to watch.
Oh. Can anybody please take a flyer from me?
Child, can I have one of those flyers?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, I have to get rid of this gum. Thank you so much. Ugh, throwing that out.
Oh, but would you like another one?
Sure.
Here you go, and maybe you could read about seeing a brand new show, about a brand new piece of musical theater that people have poured their hearts into.
Wow.
Let me pitch you on it.
Okay.
So there's Moses.
Moses from the Bible?
Moses from the Bible who parted the sea. And then there's Moses' best friend. And that guy's name is Steve. And Steve doesn't know how to part the Red Sea. He can only part a glass of water. And he falls in love with the Pharaoh's daughter. And that's Moses Schmoses, the story of Steve.
Absolutely, will take all your flyers.
Yes!
Because you may not know this, I'm also a Broadway producer!
What?
That's the greatest pitch of a new musical I've ever heard in my life!
Well, we're doing a production tonight. We'd love to have you there. We'll tape off a seat for you.
We'll even tape off two seats for you.
Oh, thank God. I'm so fat. I need both.
Wow. Can we have your name to put on the tape?
My name? Well, don't be alarmed when I tell you.
Okay.
My name is Malcolm Lightwell.
Malcolm Lightwell? Lightwell of the Lightwells?
That's right. But, the Lightwell dynasty of Broadway.
But you invented the proscenium arch.
I sure did.
And the ghost light.
That's right. We've been holding up theaters and lighting them in the darkness for decades.
You invented the Source 4.
That's right.
And the Fresnel.
Yes, all of those things, I don't even know what they are. My great-great-grandfather made that Fresnel thing. Still, I'm making money off of it. Don't know what it is.
Well, we'll have two seats taped off for you, Mr. Lightwell.
Thank you.
We sure will. And
we'll see you tonight.
Emergency cast meeting.
Oh, hang on. I'm still stretching.
Oh, well, you can stretch while you listen to this, Penelope.
I have to talk to all of you guys immediately.
Oh, Brad, I was about to kind of give a...
Don't
talk to me while I'm trying to give you notes on your ography. You guys are screwing up everything in my vision.
Brad, I'm sorry. It's just like the dance call and the audition was like not as rigorous. And honestly, it's been a stretch for me to
Has
do.
Has it been a stretch for you? Why don't you stretch before the show and then maybe you can give a better performance?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. What about you? What do you have to say for yourself?
Just the director. I want to just give him an announcement, but if you need to spend more time working on choreography.
Curtis. Ads.
Directing again. Here we go.
Curtis.
With the story.
Stand up for yourself. Curtis, you're the director of this play.
Okay. You know what? Brad,
what Careful. Curtis?
Not too much. We need him in his talent.
Choreography
is
important.
Yes,
it's important. And thank you for all you do.
Good.
Thank you.
And also, Malcolm Lightwell's coming to the show tonight. We're thinking of taking it to Broadway. No big deal.
Malcolm Lightwell.
Inventor of the Proscenium Arch, the Source 4, the Fresnel Light, the Ghost Light. Lots of lights that show up in a theater and also the arch of the theater itself. And some
I hear that the first Lightwell marriage took place on a catwalk.
I think that's true.
But of course it's true. That's like drama 101 history.
Anyway, Brad, so if you need to get the actors like...
No, I need to get new actors is what I need.
What? But the show's tonight.
Yeah. And guess what? I could get anybody off the street and they would be better than you, lousy good-for-nothings.
But it's a lot of material to memorize, Brad.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why don't you show me what you got with the opening number of Moses?
Okay. I got it.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Just... Can you also do the, like, chorus line thing where you kind of dictate the moves that you're doing as you're doing them?
Yeah, Curtis.
Because, can I be honest?
Yeah.
I'm too scared to watch.
Okay, put your blindfold back on.
Okay.
You nervous, nervous Nelly. I got it. Pot-a-bar-ray, pot-a-bar-ray, pot-a-bar-ray. Moses was born in a basket. Box step, box step. But that's not the story if you can ask it. Grapevine, grapevine, grapevine. That's not the story, no, it is mine. This is the story, it's all about me. My name is Steve.
My turn, pirouette, pirouette, jazz walk. It's me, Brian Moses. Jazz walk, hips to the left. And my best friend, Steve. Steve, you gotta take it from here as my best friend. I'm so glad you're here with me. I know you'll be there till the very end.
Jazz oh, walk. God, look at these amateurs. They don't know Moses. They barely know where their nose is. Someone just said jazz walk. I never heard of that move. I told them to do jazz hands, and that's what I want to see.
Yeah. At these amateurs, they don't know Moses.
Don't know no Moses.
Look at us amateurs, we barely know where our nose is. How can we tell the story of Steve, when we are doing such bad movements you can't believe?
Yes. You are right, now that I thought about it. Ugh, I really choked on a gun. I was saying I was doing a jazz walk. What I was thinking of was a jazz run. A jazz walk is not a choreography step. A jazz run, I believe, is. But you're right, I'll just get out of here. Cause as a dancer, I'm total shit. I quit!
All amateurs, you all are amateurs. Malcolm Lightwell will never give us a chance. You are amateurs, such stupid amateurs. I could go out on the street and find a piece of meat that will do better than any of you kids.
Oh, you're right, Brad, and you know I quit today. Watch me as I leave the theater with a bunch of Shanae's.
Oh.
Shanae,
Brad, you gotta
get
move fast.
Get back here, torgite, torgite. You can't go unless I say,
Brad, the cast has quit and all the cast is gone.
Curtis, it's all your fault.
I know I'm a terrible director. I'll leave my paperwork on the lawn because I quit too.
What?
That means it's up to you.
Oh no.
You gotta go out on the street and find a whole new production crew before the show.
Malcolm Lightwell is on his way here tonight, and I don't have a cast.
You ain't got any money? Come under this underpass. You gotta give me some money.
Oh, I've never seen you here before.
That's because I don't usually live here.
Oh, you just moved into the underpass?
I mean, move is a strong word. Sometimes I sleep on that bench. Sometimes I sleep in a trash can. Sometimes I sleep in a house where they forget to lock the doors.
Oh. Well, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any talent?
I mean, I got 2 years of jazz tap.
2 years of jazz tap? Do you know how to do a jazz run slash walk?
Well, a jazz walk is not a thing, but I absolutely know how to do a jazz run.
Right answer, sir. You are hired, bum off the street.
Really?
Yes.
Who'd have thought me, James Bum Off the Street, would be hired for a job?
Well, today's that day, because we're living in the city of dreams.
Hold on, I gotta tell my wife. Karen!
What?
Karen, I got a job!
Oh, congratulations!
Yeah, you'll never get a job with your 8 years of ballet and modern.
What?
But I got a job today!
Wait. Your wife has training? 8 years of ballet?
You think I would give the last name of the bum off the streets to Karen Bum Off the Street if she didn't have some sort of dance background? What am I, a peasant?
Yeah, what do you think we are? We're just two underpass lovers who share a love of dance.
Oh,
love of the underpass.
And clearly from New York.
Yeah,
I'm not. She is.
Yeah. She is. I don't know how you met, but...
Oh, it's a fantastic story.
I would love to hear it.
Underpass lovers. Underpass lovers. A love like no other. We're... Underpass lovers,
underpass lovers,
ooh,
underpass lovers,
a love like no other, the story of underpass lovers. I was sleeping under a bridge by the 101. My life was sad, I was about to swallow the wrong end of a gun.
Oh, no.
And end it all. I thought I had no skills worth sharing. And then a beautiful figure came into my view. And her name was Karen. And she did modern dance and also ballet. And she stole my heart with a tourgette. And now we're underpass lovers.
Underpass lovers.
A love like no other.
Underpass lovers.
I could tell that I loved him so when he stood up from under that bench and shuffled off to Buffalo. And he did a triple time step, and I knew that this day would be one that I wouldn't forget.
We'd be
underpass lovers.
Underpass lovers. With all the tough experience of Savion Glover, we're underpass lovers.
These two, their story is so great. Underpass lovers, too bad their ugly sin. But underpass lovers,
underpass
put
lovers.
Their performance undercover.
Underpass lovers.
And then I'll get their mother to be played by Sally Struthers.
It's always been my dream to meet Sally Struthers. Underpass lovers.
Well, then today is your dream come true, because both of you are meeting Sally Struthers, and I'll make stars out of you.
Underpass lovers
with Sally Struthers.
A love like no other.
We're going to have to do something about this smell, though. That is just unacceptable.
Miss Struthers, there's someone at the door.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ah, yes.
Yes, my dear. Sally, there's someone at the door.
Send them in.
All right. You're here to see Miss Struthers?
Yes, I have something very important to ask Miss Struthers.
Well, before you do, you'll have to pass the test.
Oh.
Of if you're worthy to talk to Sally Struthers. The test is very simple. Name three true things about Sally Struthers.
Oh, my God. Three true things?
Three true things about Sally Struthers.
No, this is hard. I'm not sure I'll pass this test. But I must try if I'll be Sally's guest.
One.
Sally loves children. She raises money for them. On TV all the time, she wants to feed them hens.
Two.
Sally was on a show called All in the Family. And I've never seen it, but I heard it's dandy.
That was two true facts about Sally Struthers.
That's all
just
I've got.
Need one more. That means just one other.
If you are troubling for facts, you are foraging. Perhaps you could simply give her region of origin.
Oh no, I have no ideas in my head. Sally Struthers, where did you first go to bed? I don't know where you're from, but I guess I'll have to decide. She's from heaven above.
Yes, you passed. Three true things.
This is her.
Now tell me all of the news you bring.
Sally Struthers, I come on my knees.
Perfect.
I have something to proposition you with.
Don't get up, stay on your knees, please.
Your star has been in a closet, hiding from us for so long. I'm here to tell you how I think that's wrong.
Finally, someone lets my star shine. You have my word, sir. You have mine.
Well, fantastic, Sally. Now we can drop this guise. You'll go into public and no longer have to use your British disguise. Three true facts about Sally Struthers.
I did it.
Three true facts about Sally Struthers.
That's all I had left.
Go out and take this world and lift it up and make it better. Hope it's not too much of a bother. Sally Struthers.
And Sally Struthers followed Brad back to the Black Box Theater.
Did they have all the people they needed to relaunch Moses Supposes?
Are they even doing Moses Schmoses anymore? Or is Brad putting on a brand new show? We'll find out in the second half of
Straight to Bradway, the musical!
Hey, Zach. I'm having a hard time sleeping on this desert island.
You know why?
Why?
Because you're not doing good while you sleep on this desert island.
You're right. I'm just moving around in the sand like a weirdo.
Waiting to get rescued like a big selfish baboon.
Yeah, but it would be amazing if I could be doing something good for the world while sleeping on like an amazing mattress.
Then you need a Lisa mattress.
Yeah, it's a better place to sleep for everybody. For every 10 mattresses, they donate one to a shelter through the 110 program.
And they plant a tree. And they donate 1% of each employee's time
time to a local volunteer cause.
Stop sleeping on sand, Zach. We can be sleeping on 2-inch Avena foam top layer for cooling and breathability, 2-inch memory foam middle layer for body contouring and pressure relief, and a 6-inch dense core support foam for durability and structure for sleepers of all sizes.
I have a Lisa mattress. It's wonderful. I love it. My wife loves it. My cats love it. Everyone loves it. My neighbors keep coming to my house trying to sleep on my bed, and I gotta tell them, no, dudes.
Get your own Lisa mattress.
Get your own Lisa mattress.
And it's easier than ever to get one. They're available online in the US, UK, Canada, and Germany, or at the Lisa Dream Gallery in NYC. They're on Forbes' top 20 startups to watch, neighbors of Zach. So just watch a mattress come to your door.
And if you're all worried about stuff, like, I'm on this desert island. It's going to be so hard to take it back if I don't like it.
Yeah, well, I am worried about that.
It won't be, because when you try one, you can have it for 100 nights, risk-free, with free shipping always, and it's easy to return, so don't worry about it. Also, you get $100 off when you go to leesa.com/offbook.
That's
leesa.com/offbook. Get us off this island. We're going insane.
Welcome back to Act 2 of Straight to Broadway.
When we left our choreographer, Brad had assembled 3 people for which to put on a musical for Malcolm Lightwell.
James and Karen Bum off the street, and Angel from Above, Sally Struthers.
Is it enough? Can they get the show ready in time? Find out right now. I'm having a little bit of trouble with my motivations.
Motivations?
Yeah. So who's my character? Who am I? Let me read this. Oh, I just remembered. I got cataracts and I'm blind. I can't read.
James, would you calm down? Listen, Mr. Brad.
Yes.
It seems like you brought us in here because you saw a spark of our story, and now you're asking...
Well, I saw a spark, but I also just saw you. That was the main thing. Well, as I saw you and I brought you in. I don't think you both understand what's happening tonight. Malcolm Lightwell.
Mm-hmm. Source Force.
Fresnel's.
Fresnel's.
Proscenium Arch.
Need I say more?
Ghostlight.
Thank you for saying more. He's coming tonight to see this show, whatever this show is.
Well, I think that's what we're kind of having a bumping on.
What is this show, Brad? I mean, right now, I'm playing all of the characters that aren't Steve Moses, and James is playing Moses, and we haven't even met Sally Struthers yet, and
you
said she was here.
I just feel like maybe there's a better show for us particularly to do.
Yeah, Brad.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. Tonight's show is your show. Tonight's show is my show. Tonight's show is the world's show. We gotta go big. We gotta go home. We gotta go strong and make some big decisions tonight. We gotta do it right.
Tonight is our show.
That's right, Karen.
Tonight is your show.
What I said.
Tonight's the world show. So now we gotta go.
We gotta go big.
You're kidding now, James.
We gotta go strong.
I feel it.
I think you said we gotta go home. So we'll turn around and go home right now.
I was misstated at that moment when I said go home.
Okay.
Please stay here. It's important that you're on this stage for the show.
We gotta go big. We gotta go strong. And we gotta go right here on the stage for the duration of the show.
That's right, that's the first key of being a Broadway star.
Be on the stage.
Be on the stage, don't be off that stage.
Well, I just had a crazy idea.
What's that?
Tell me if this makes sense.
I'm sure it does.
Other Broadway people perform on the stage. What if we perform in the audience?
Oh, James, you're talking now. I'm really feeling your flow. That's what we'll do. We'll do audience participation.
There's nothing people like more than actors interacting with them.
We'll get in their faces and we'll make them uncomfortable. They won't know what to do when we are in their noses.
Goodbye, Moses. We got a different story to tell. We're gonna stare blankly at Mal.
to tell us what to do. And that's the show for me and you.
Malcolm Gladwell's not coming. He's another person who wrote a lot of books that I haven't read.
Hello, I'm Malcolm Gladwell.
Oh, no.
No.
When someone says my name, I appear.
Malcolm Gladwell of What the Dog Saw, mm-hmm. of Tipping Point, mm-hmm. of the podcast Revisionist History.
That's right. Perhaps you are familiar with the concept of 1,000 hours?
I think it's 10,000 hours.
No, the concept of 1,000 hours 10 times to achieve mastery.
I'm Mr. Gladwell. I didn't let you finish.
Don't correct me.
I forgot you.
I know my own theories. 1,000 hours 10 times. That is how mastery is.
Malcolm. I didn't think I'd ever see you again. It's me, Sally Struthers.
Oh, Sally. I heard that you had escaped from your self-imprisonment of being out of the public eye.
Yes.
And now am I to understand that you are in this show here?
Yes.
And am I to understand that my nemesis, Malcolm Lightwell, has an interest in this show?
Malcolm, when are you going to let that go? It's in the past.
The Gladwell,
just like you
Lightwell
and me.
Feud is eternal and it will never end. And I will never see it end unless I am the one ending it. Do you understand, Sally? And Sally, we are not so much in the past as taking a break.
That's not what's happening.
Are you
Malcolm?
Sure? Are you
yes,
super sure?
I'm super sure.
Do I have, any chance at all?
No.
Is it because of what I did?
You spent 1,000 hours times 10 away from me and let our love die. You spent 1,000 times 10 away from me, and I'll never know why.
Sally, I had to put our relationship on the shelf and spend 1,000 hours 10 times to gain mastery of myself. I couldn't be with you if I didn't know who I was. So I left without warning for 10,000 hours. And that's why, because I love you.
You had to master being Malcolm before you could master how to love. Master being Malcolm before I could master how to love. Why couldn't you just tell me? You know I would have understood. Because there's one thing that makes me feel so good, feel so glad.
Just a glad well, and you've always wanted a well with light, a light well, Malcolm Lightwell, a man who I despise, filling the world with Fresnel lights and filling the world with lies. And if I have to spend 500 hours times 20 to master destroying that man, I'll do it. That's the thing that consumes me. That is my quest, and I will be true. And only when I am done with that can I truly be with you.
Oh, Malcolm, I don't know if you'll ever understand. You can't destroy another person to make yourself feel better. And if you're gonna do that to Malcolm Lightwell, you're gonna destroy my dream and destroy me. So why don't you spend 1,000 hours times 10 getting the hell out of here.
I will. And I'll start right
now. Oh my gosh, he's learned how to disappear into a flock of doves. Hey! What is it, Brad? Brad, why are you clapping? Brad,
Sally?
Why are you standing up in that spotlight?
Sally?
Yes?
I have been rehearsing with James and Karen in the audience for the last 3 hours.
Be uncomfortable. Be uncomfortable, imaginary audience.
James, that's enough, James.
Okay, I'm going to take
James,
five.
James, please. Sally.
Yes?
You and Malcolm Gladwell? Why didn't you tell me? This would have been one of my facts if I would have known about you, that you had a history with Malcolm Gladwell. This is our play. This is our story. The drama, the ecstasy, the agony, the 1,000 hours times 10. We could do this in 10 acts. 1,000 hours, 10 acts of audience participation.
Brad, no one's ever done base 10 theater.
Oh,
you're a genius.
The show will last for days.
Are you telling me that I could just scream at a stranger's face for 1,000 hours,
yes,
10
James,
times
yes,
in a row?
Yes, James, but we can't do it unless we get Malcolm Gladwell back here. We have to get Malcolm Gladwell and Sally Struthers on that stage. Yes, on that stage, not going home, standing there, being dramatic, you and Karen in the audience. In Malcolm Lightwell's face, he won't know what hit him. We might hit him, because that's our play. It's audience participation hell.
Well, Brad, Malcolm's a hard guy to get a hold of, but...
He can turn into a flock of doves!
I saw that! That's going in the play!
Yeah, I mean, it is a great piece of spectacle. I guess I do know one place to find him.
And it's under the underpass, right? No? That was just a guess. That's where I would go. What were you going to say?
I was going to say in a forest of maples because he's Canadian.
He sounds Canadian.
He is Canadian.
Yeah.
It's one of the three true things about Malcolm Gladwell. Mm. One, he's Canadian. Two, he wears glasses.
Those glasses are iconic.
Three, I don't know if he knows that I'm an angel.
I think I see what you're saying, Sally. We gotta get Malcolm Gladwell back so we can do acts 1 through 3 up to 10. So here's the thing that I propose we do. It's James Bum Off the Street's plan. From him to you, let's take this table read to the maple trees. Take this table read,
this table read
to the maple trees.
To the maple trees.
We'll find him there. He's hiding there in the leaves. Let's take this table read to the maple trees.
What you're saying, James? We need to take this play outside. That's where we'll make a splash when we go out into the world.
I was specifically saying I think that's probably where he's hiding, and we should go there and bring him back here to the theater.
But also, I really like Brad's idea about doing a play in the trees.
Yeah, Karen's on my page.
Let's stop and leave a note for Malcolm Lightwell. Ding dong, Malcolm Lightwell's mansion. I have a note for you.
Yes?
Oh, hi, are you the butler?
I'm everyone's butler. You may have heard me before at Sally Struthers' house.
Yeah, you really get around. Congratulations.
One of those jobs where, like, it almost pays enough, but if I get enough of them, then it does pay enough.
Oh, yeah, do you have any flexibility?
I mean, like, I'm not anyone's butler from the hours between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. right now.
Congratulations, man. That's incredible. All right, can you leave a note for Malcolm Lightwell?
Absolutely.
Tell him we're taking our show on the road. Tell him to pack some snacks, yeah, a heavy load.
All right.
He's gotta go if he's able. He's gotta get to the nearest forest of trees full of maple. We're taking the show to maple trees.
That's right, we are. That's where we'll all become a star.
I'll leave this note for him. I don't know where he is. You know that Malcolm Lightwell, he is so mysterious.
It's sometimes hard to keep track of him. His schedule, he doesn't share it. And it's also hard to know where he is when he transforms into a cloud of parrots.
Oh my gosh!
He transforms into a cloud of...
But I'll leave this note for him. I'm sure he'll show up. If he said he was coming, he's a man of his word, Mr.
He did. He told two people that I fired earlier today that he was coming.
Well, I'm sure he'll find you then. The maple trees, you say?
The nearest maple trees.
All right. He knows where that is. Everyone knows where that is.
Everyone.
It's a short drive. Everyone into me and James's Mini Cooper. Why are you so surprised that we have a car?
And why are you surprised we chose a small car even though we're living out of it? We love Mini Coopers. We love the Italian job.
Yeah, we love having a racing stripe on a car. It makes us feel vroom vroom.
All right.
It makes us feel vroom vroom.
All right, enough of the vroom vroom. We need to get to that maple tree forest and make our play a reality.
We'll go, but you know the best way to get to a maple tree forest real fast.
What is it?
You gotta vroom vroom. You gotta vroom vroom.
I'm gonna vroom vroom.
You gotta vroom vroom.
Vroom vroom.
Vroom vroom.
Vroom vroom.
Vroom vroom.
Vroom vroom.
Vroom vroom. You gotta vroom vroom.
A vroom vroom.
You gotta vroom vroom.
No, I'm feeling it now.
You gotta vroom vroom.
Vroom vroom. Vroom vroom. Vroom vroom. Vroom vroom.
Oh, here we are.
All right, you guys start making a clearing and get a chair.
All right, I'll start clearing out the... I'll hack at it with my machete.
I'll start looking for Malcolm. Malcolm! Malcolm! What?
Sally?
I knew I'd find you here.
What did you do? Did the doves give me away?
Yeah, it's like you're a flock of doves.
Yeah, I should... If I was one dove, I could hide, but I'm a bunch of doves, kind of all over the place. Out of place, too. A bunch of white doves in this Canadian forest, the only place I can go to feel at home. It's not really a Canadian forest, but it's as close as I have to my homeland.
Yeah, it's just basically like, it's basically 2 hours outside of Los Angeles. It's like the
Angeles National Forest. Yeah, there's a wolf preserve here somewhere, I believe.
Listen, I know that we've had our differences, but why won't you just give this show a chance? You know, you're hurting me, you're hurting Brad, you're hurting the world, depriving them of our story just to get back at Malcolm Lightwell. I mean, why are you so mad at him anyway?
It's just the way it's always been, Sally. There was always a Gladwell, and there's always a Lightwell. Since time in memoriam. And they have always been at odds. You know the story of Cain and Abel?
Yeah.
Do you know that their last names are...
They're the same. They're brothers.
Fake news.
Malcolm, they're brothers.
Fake news. The story is that
they're famously brothers.
Cain Gladwell and Abel Lightwell.
Well, why don't you just go to like some of the real stories of Gladwell and Lightwell throughout history?
I mean, that's the most. I mean, those are the.
The first one.
I mean, I'll give some of the other ones.
Yeah, just go through the other ones.
There was Thomas Edison Gladwell, Nikola Tesla Lightwell, and they're always at each other's throats. 'Cause one of them wanted to be the inventor of electricity, and the other one ended up a goat. They're always playing pranks on each other, time and time again. Just like Cain and Abel, they used to be best friends and brothers, but they separated and they both changed their last names. One was a Lightwell and one was a Gladwell, and the world was never the same. There's always a Gladwell and a Lightwell.
Glad light, glad light,
a
glad
Lightwell
light,
and a Gladwell.
Glad light.
Lightwell, Christina Aguilera Gladwell.
That's right, so you know.
Battling for the top of the charts. Christina had the voice, but Britney had the moves and heart. And it tore a nation apart.
And I know I said there's always a Gladwell and a Lightwell on the earth, that's true. But sometimes they live longer than you think, and in Gladwells and Lightwells they too. Brittany and Christina are still alive, but so are Malcolm and Malcolm. And if you've got a problem with that, I have nothing for you. Always a glad well.
Glad light.
Always a light well.
Glad light.
But maybe it doesn't have to be. If a light well and a glad well can put their differences aside under these maple trees. 1,000 hours, 10 times. Could I learn to be a little more kind, a little more glad? Well, I think I could try.
It would make you feel light.
Well, glad light. Just fine.
Glad light.
Glad light.
Glad light.
I'm thinking of a light to make the people smile. I'd call it a
glad light.
He invented so many
glad
kinds
light.
Of lights. A Fresnel.
Fresnel.
A source four.
A source four.
But maybe there is one more. A glad light.
Glad light.
Okay, I'll do this show. I don't know what it's about.
Neither do we.
But I think it's time to start, so I guess I'll have to figure it out.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Lightwell, for coming.
Oh, I got this note from my butler, and I wasn't sure what to do because I just ran into some kids on the street. I said I would come to their show and make it a big Broadway hit, but
Malcolm.
Then there's... Malcolm? What are you doing here?
I've come to bury the hatchet.
Oh, spare me, Malcolm.
And by bury the hatchet, I mean... Well, sorry, by bury, I mean perform. And by hatchet,
what?
I mean show.
Yeah, would you please take a seat? And me and my husband are going to get in your face.
All right. Be uncomfortable.
Okay.
Be uncomfortable. I'm looking at you.
Hey, the show is the show. You are the
what?
Show. The show is for you. The show is for me. The show is for all of us. And now it's about to begin under the thrust. Oh. Now it's on a proscenium. Thanks to you, Mr. Lightwell. Now get ready for story we will tell. Hi, I'm an angel.
Oh my God,
my name
Sally
is
Struthers.
Sally Struthers. I've come down to earth to spread love like no other.
She's my favorite actress.
I'm Malcolm Gladwell. There's a truth you see. I'm in love with Sally, but I'm consumed with jealousy. 'Cause I suspect she loves another man. Even though she's an angel above. And so I'll hatch a master evil eternal plan. And also turn into a flock of doves.
But Fred saw the flock of doves. He pushed us to be better than we've been before.
Fly, kids, I'm so proud of you. This is the show of our dreams. We're making it true.
And pirouette, pirouette, arabesque amongst the
touché,
flock touché, of doves.
Jazz run, never jazz,
walk, jazz,
walk.
Jazz walk.
In the woods, into the woods, into the woods, jazz.
Into the woods,
into the woods.
I think we'll have to change the name.
Into the forest.
Yes, into the forest.
Sally, I was wrong all along. Now is the time to be brave. Now is the time to be strong. I was trying to destroy another man, and I spent 10,000 hours hatching that plan.
You can throw that time away. Open your arms, Shanae, Shanae.
Shanae, Shanae.
The zoo to see the
you think?
What do I think?
What do you think?
What do you think?
What do I think?
What do you think? We're in your face.
What do you think?
Besides that odor coming from the two of you.
Sorry, we didn't have time to shower because we had to vroom vroom.
No shower in the mini coop.
I have to say, it's the most magnificent piece of theater I've ever seen. Seeing you two in this forest full of green. Sally, I've loved you since All in the Family.
Oh,
you fed the children and you made me so proud. Malcolm, I've always hated you, but now I see your true glad light. Your glad light, I see it coming from you.
You see the glad light,
glad light. And I've decided.
Wait, Malcolm. I have to apologize after having heard your words. We have more in common than we are different. We can both turn in to flocks of birds.
What?
And you love Sally, I think in a different way than I do. But I never really asked. Oh, how do you love her?
I just love her talent.
Great. I was so
I'm not very attracted to her. I'm happy for you both, but I honestly think she's a legend.
Malcolm, I'm so happy today, but Brad, it's to you that I have something important to say.
What is it?
You brought us all together.
Yes, I did.
This was your vision.
It's all mine.
This never would have happened had you not made the rash decision to kick out every actor you had.
I'll fire them all.
Your director as well, say.
Who? Curtis who?
Are we going to Broadway? To Broadway, the musical. The first and last time it will ever be performed.
Except for on Broadway, except this summer in the nearest maple forest you have.
And the whole cast is going. We'll be right back after this break.
Singing with your friends and it's getting groovy. And you wanna hang out, wanna watch a movie. But that movie makes you so sad, because for some reason this movie is bad. Yeah, this movie, how did these people get paid? Hey, how did this get made? Yeah, I wanna know the answer, it's clear. I wanna talk about it with Paul Scheer, June Diane, Raphael, Jason Mantzoukas. Tell me all the stories. Yeah, they tell me where the truth is.
Oh, hey, I got a thing, man. They got a new guest, it's Sarah Silverman. Also Taron Killiam. Also Sam I Am. He does not like green eggs and ham. If that was a movie, it'd be bad, goddamn. But it's not a movie, it's just a book. How did books get made? That is not the hook. The hook is, how did this get made? A podcast, watch it, you'll be sated. Sated with your podcast lust. Sated. Dust to dust.
Are you listening to this in your car? Are you listening while you're driving far? Are you listening while you're walking? Well, soon they will be talking about the movie. How did it survive? It's science fiction from
1995.
Oh, yeah.
it's osity, it's virtuosity. So listen and subscribe. That's what you gotta do, filled with pride. Apple Podcasts, how did this get made? You got it made in the shade.
Welcome back.
Rory, thank you so much.
You were amazing.
God, I wish you guys could be in the room and just like watch him sing.
He was really a joy to watch.
I can't believe that I'm in the room where it happens.
Ooh,
yeah, I said it.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe we made you only list three things about Sally Struthers and not 10 Sally Struthers commandments.
I mean, come on. There's so much about Sally Struthers that we all know very well, guys?
We clearly do, which is why we made you explain it, because we definitely knew them.
Right.
We did leave a lot of Hamilton on the table. We're going to scoop some of it up right now, and we would love to do a song like in the style that your character does in Hamilton, which is King George. So for those of you who have lived under a rock and haven't listened to the Hamilton soundtrack, or if you're waiting to watch it live, which is a legitimate thought, but, you know, listen to it. Anyway, the King George is like basically like breaking up with the United States, or his song is sort of like a I can't believe you'd leave me type song.
Right.
Yeah.
It is also the one, not the one, but it is a tonal shift from the music and the rest of the musical in a really, really fun way.
Right. So we were thinking, let's sing one of those. We're going to set it in a similar time of music, which is like a 60s sort of like British invasion poppy sound almost, or maybe like the Monkees. And
we are also just telling Scott this right
Scott's
now.
Scott's nodding at us with like, thank you for
Thanks
considering
for
me. We value you, Scott. And we're going to break up. We're going to have like a love song that wouldn't be a love song.
Great.
And do you have an idea?
Of like, what's the thing that you could break up with?
Yeah, your eyes sort of flash, but we can just talk organically till we get there.
Yeah, let's talk organically.
Okay, so let's see, like, what do you think, Rory? Is there like, have you made any life changes lately? Have you done any of those weird like food challenges or like any New Year's resolutions that have been broken or?
I got a trainer in the gym, and that did not work out.
Great.
Perfect.
Let's leave our trainer, you guys.
Yeah, we gotta leave our trainer. Oh, I walk in the gym and you're staring right at my chest. I can tell that you're disappointed in me because of my lack of reps. I can only do a couple of crunches before I collapse in a heap. So I've got a floor of my life and your dirt on it that I am going to sweep.
Do-do-do-do.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
You should go and train yourself. Do-do-do-do.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Why don't you train yourself to be a better trainer?
Do-do-do-do.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Why don't you train yourself?
Just train yourself.
Do-do-do-do.
Train yourself
to be a better trainer.
A better trainer. Well, I go to the gym and you talk to me. You tell me that I have to stop doing nothing. But I'm telling ya, I'm gonna get great abs today just by sitting here and eating my chips. I think that's a big workout for me. Lots of chewing, they say 50 bites, and that will give me all the calories burned.
Do-do-do-do.
Do-do-do-do.
Why don't you go and train yourself?
Go and train yourself.
Do-do-do-do.
Go and train yourself.
To be a better trainer.
And while you're looking at me, I saw you looking at that lady in Pilates. Oh yeah, I think I saw ya. Oh yeah, looking at the girl doing yoga. So why don't you stop looking over at me now? Because I saw you say, wow, when you saw her in her Lululemon pants. And I'm not giving you a second chance, 'cause I'm not wearing Lululemon pants.
Do-do-do-do.
You can go work on her glutes. I'll say goodbye to you. Do-do-do-do.
Do-do-do-do.
You should go and and train yourself. Do 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 do
do do. You should go and train yourself.
Put those dumbbells on the shelf.
Get away from it all. I'm sick of you and the medicine ball. I don't want, I've had enough of doing sit slash pull ups.
Oh no, our love I just have to kill. Goodbye elliptical, goodbye sit ups, goodbye treadmill.
I'll just take a pill.
Yeah.
A pill. Or have surgery.
That sounds good.
It's better than looking at your face every day. You're making me wanna throw up, and that I guess will lose weight.
Do-do-do-do.
Just by looking at your face, I'll lose half my body weight.
Do-do-do-do.
You make me sick, so why don't you train yourself?
Train yourself. Do-do-do-do-do.
I'll have bulimia.
Gosh.
Is what I believe the moral of Slot Story was.
I think it was that his face was so annoying at the end that it made you sick.
Don't get...
Don't. Do
guys,
that. Bulimia, that's a terrible
guys,
song.
It's not, everyone struggles with things. Bulimia does not mean there's something wrong with you. It just means you need to seek help from people that love you. And that help is out there for you.
That
no
was...
judgment. Be.
Oh, gosh.
Love yourself.
And fire your trainer.
And fire your trainer.
Fire your damn trainer, because he's scoping out that yoga girl.
Yeah, you don't need to wear Lululemon pants to be a legitimate client. You're fine just the way you are.
I'll tell you what you do need. You do need... to find Rory more places. Rory, where can the people find you?
Well, you can find me at Hamilton the Musical at the Pantages Theater. But if you have a hard time getting tickets, you can also find me at Rory O'Malley on Twitter or on Instagram, where I'm more formal, at Mr. Rory O'Malley.
Ooh.
And your podcast?
Living the Dream with Rory O'Malley, where I talk to actors about the ups and downs of the business.
We've only had ups, so we don't know what that's like. Oh, God, it's not true. Thank you so much, Rory. Thank you so much, Scott Passarella. Thank you so much, Earwolf, guys.
Thanks to Brett. Thanks to you for listening.
Thank you for writing reviews and subscribing. It helps us so much. Please keep doing it.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Guys, have a great day.
Do 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 you.
Oh my gosh, we want to give a big thank you to Mack Weldon for sponsoring that episode. It was so amazing that they did, and they brought it to you. They brought it to your ears by bringing underwear to your door.
Underwear to your door and your body. Podcast to your ears. They've been supporting us for a while. Thanks, guys.
They don't get the silver medal. They get the gold medal, but they do make silver underwear.
Guys, help the people that help us by going to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your purchase by using the promo code
OFFBOOK.
Do it! I don't know how to convince you at this point. You should do it.
It's okay, Zach.
Is it? They don't know what they're missing, Jessica.
I know.
They think their underwear is fine.
You can lead a horse to underwear water, but you cannot make it drink.
Horses.
Hashtag horse facts.
Hashtag horse facts.
Hey, I'm W. Kamau Bell, and this week I'm guest hosting The Longest Shortest Time. I'm talking to my friend, Shannon Lee, a.k.a. Daughter of Bruce Lee. Daughter of the Dragon.
I should just put that after my name.
Yeah, yeah. That's, it should definitely be on your business card.
I should hand it with sound effects, too. Like,
yeah, exactly. Bruce Lee died when Shannon was just 4 years old. She talks about how weird it is for the world to know so much about her father.
When I realized, like, oh, I know him intimately in a way that nobody knows him, I was like, neener, neener, neener.
She'll talk about her dad's philosophical side and what her own daughter's taking from the family legacy.
She always refers to that movie as the movie where Gung Gung fights that really hairy guy.
For those who are not aficionados of Way of the Dragon, that hairy guy is Chuck Norris.
That's right.
This week on The Longest Shortest Time.
What up?
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.